Hello, and welcome to the ESP Podcast, hosted and produced by Francie Pods. And now, folks, please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Live Talks. Today, we're going to discuss our weekend, colleges, and school drama. Let's get into it. Who would like to start today?
Oh, for this weekend, I did nothing. Get into there. For Mother's Day, we gave my mom money, and then we gave her some money. I wrote a beautiful letter. Thank you. I wrote a beautiful letter. And then we gave her flowers, and then we got ice cream, and then I baked with her. Then we watched movies for the whole day, and then she got mad at my brother, and then that was it. So I got a s'mores blizzard. It was so good. But then they put us, and then for some reason, I tasted cheesecake in it. There was a whole different flavor. I don't even know why I tasted cheesecake. I don't know if it was expired, but like I tasted cheesecake, and it was nasty.
We didn't need to know about food. She just tried to hit me. That's assault.
No, I need to touch you.
For this week, so Saturday, pretty boring day. I had basketball practice from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Gabby's being... Gabby, stop. Say that one more time.
You're so athletic.
So after basketball practice, I had a long car ride to New Jersey for a New Jersey for a basketball tournament. Won two games. 106-56, and the other game, it was Mercy Road. I don't want to tell the score, it was hideous. We won the Mother's Day. I woke up mad early, cooked my mom breakfast.
I'm gonna cut it early because she's talking too much.
Bro, bros. Okay. She had a whole dial pair. Exactly, with a blizzard.
Because it tasted like cheesecake. We don't need to know that.
Okay, wait, shush. And then, so cooked her breakfast. Then I went to my grandma's house. We prepared a barbecue for all the moms. I should have invited Gabby. There was so much food. Gabby's technically a mom. She has like six kids. I'm one of her kids. Yeah, Gabby got busy. I'm one of her kids. And that's pretty much it. Now we're giving it to Pa's friends.
Okay. My weekend was extremely boring. On Saturday, I had to go to rehearsal. Shut up.
Rehearsal for what?
The play.
Mermaid.
We had a lot of fun for Mother's Day. My mom decided to skip. We're gonna skip him, y'all. We had a lot of fun for Mother's Day. We got to skip church, which I really enjoyed.
Skip church?
I went to church, thank you.
Francie, I never expect this from you. I expect this from Gabby.
I go to church every Sunday, thank you very much. Very holy.
I skip church once a month. I haven't gone to church in a month.
We know.
Go back to church. Yeah, I could tell you have a lot of church.
I went to church this Sunday, thank you.
This Sunday is going to be in a couple of days. You mean last Sunday?
Sunday starts the week.
That's how the Bible says. Yeah, it's called the weekend for a reason. Because
it ends the week.
Exactly.
Okay,
let's continue. It was extremely boring and time consuming, and I wish it was cut short.
Eric's getting skipped,
by the way. Moving on to more interesting things today. Today we're gonna talk about some very messy stuff.
Messy,
such as relationships, fights,
and additional school drama that may be interesting to the listener.
And also, if y'all are hearing this, please send in more requests because there will be more messy episodes.
Yes, ma'am.
Obviously, this is an episode where we talk about a lot of variety of stuff. Colleges. Let's go on colleges.
Colleges first.
Who has an opinion on a college?
Okay. Firstly, I think we should rate the college, and then dream colleges, and then the college that you think you're going to. So my dream college is Yale University. I say I would major. These are changeable, like either one. Major, either the flip. either a major in law and minor in business, or it'd be the other way around. Number one, obviously Yale. My number two, going to Stanford. Number three, Harvard. And I say the college I think I would get to, I don't think I have enough good grades, but I think I'd probably get into like MIT. Something light. We're going to pass it on to Gabby.
My dream college would probably be John Jay's, okay?
Wait, my dream college. Wait, can I change mine? My dream college is not Yale. It's Columbia, actually.
Columbia's a good one. That was second on my list. Okay, I didn't really plan because I changed my career. So I wanted Georgetown was going to be my first pick. My second was going to be Columbia. And then my third was going to be, what is that, Stanford?
Yes,
Stanford. What else did I say? I'll probably get into like NYU, realistically.
Realistically.
We should all go to the same college. We'd be the smartest of our class.
Yes, we should.
We should.
Who's next?
I'll go next.
No, Eric got skipped on the last one.
Oh, okay, Eric.
Yes, Eric.
Eric doesn't want to talk.
Eric's not going to college. Eric's going to play Mexican.
You going to trade school?
No, because he always talks about going to the Mexican soccer league, so that's why I added Mexican.
I don't think he's good enough for the Mexican soccer league.
Have you ever seen him play? He's great.
Sure. My dream college is realistically Northeastern in Boston. I would like to do a year in its campus in New York City and then move fully to Boston. And I will be studying business administration. For my ranking, I would like to go to NYU Stern for business, second Cornell, and number three Northeastern. And what are you doing?
Thank you.
Memorable mention to UCLA. And NYU, Beijing.
Beijing.
There's an NYU in Beijing.
That makes no sense.
I'll probably study abroad.
They have campuses, different places.
Oh, yeah.
That you can go study abroad.
Study abroad.
Oh my gosh, shut up. NYU, Shanghai, y'all.
Shanghai? Yeah. I want to become a forensics pathologist. So, yeah.
How many years would you probably do in college?
13 years. Just for the bare minimum, gang. But it's okay. In the meantime, I'll become a real estate agent so I can pay off.
I
want
to do that. Damn, you just that
show. So, for my college, I probably. One of my dream colleges is Yale. Yeah. I know. My second would be UCLA, especially for the sports programs. And I'm gonna pass it on to Francie.
So now we're gonna let's be messy for a little.
Let's continue with some messy stuff. You would like to start?
Yes.
Start with cookie.
No, it's scissor.
Scissor, yeah. Start with scissor.
So this girl I was friends with, Scissor.
Codename Scissor.
She's a very bad influence on me and my entire friend group. So I had to drop her because she was saying very explicit things.
Explicit in what sense? Inappropriate tone?
In a very inappropriate tone. She was joking about committing acts. Around two grades.
So young pedophilia.
Basically, yeah, she was saying she was, I don't know how to say this. They were with her girlfriend, Cookie. And she's just very bad influence. She's always getting suspended and she wants to do all these things, but she can't even stick to it. And then she's so bipolar. She's yelling, she's cursing, she's yelling at people. She's like, F you, blah, blah, blah. Next second, she's all clingy on you. Oh, and she was all huggy, holding up on this girl. She was like, holding
she's
this girl.
Very much yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And she's also saying the N-word when she is clearly nowhere near that race. We don't care if you're half. Bro, if you're not 100% back in the day, get away.
Why is he still out here?
Okay, so nextly, I'm going to be talking about this person named Teacup. They dated many of my friends, including me. Teacup is currently... Well, I have an experience with Teacup. Teacup, you know who you are based on what I'm about to say right here. She was asking a sixth grader, begging him for... So, were explicit pictures. Nextly, she invited her first boyfriend. She moved to the school and in one day, she got a boyfriend. And supposedly, they made pancakes together at her house. Yeah, and all their messages got leaked. She's really just Cookie 2.0.
You mean Scissors?
Yeah, Scissor 2.0.
You gotta cut that part out. Yeah,
yeah.
She's
Scissor 2.0.
I have to say something. When they first got together, apparently they were in the bathroom making out and making noise. Everyone left because they were uncomfortable because they were making noise, mind you. And it was their first day together. And they barely knew each other. I hope that helps.
We're gonna swing back one more time. There's this one girl. I used to be friends with her. She basically gets with every shop person in the school. Wait. And she has... No. She has 1,000 homeboys. She dated most of my friends.
Are we thinking of the same person here?
She has 1,000 homeboys.
She dates every chopped person.
Would you like to say something for a podcast?
Drama.
Yeah, don't say names. Corny.
There's this female in 8th grade. She likes me. She's chopped as hell. She looks like a baked bean.
No curse word.
It's not a curse word.
No, I'm just saying.
You can curse. I'll just block it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have an additional guest on our podcast today. We have DeMarcello. DeMarcus.
Would you like to say something
drama related?
Cool names?
Wait.
Or something related.
That girl down the wall, she's like... That girl,
she was literally... Like, literally, come here. Literally, she was like, all up on that girl when she was with that sixth grader, bro. She's still with that sixth grader. And she keeps getting back right. I just said the names. You have to block that.
I know.
Out.
Also, that girl that was down the hallway... So that girl down the hall, basically, she did my homeboy dirty, cheated on him with another girl. Are we not going to pay attention to what I'm saying? Okay. So the girl down the hallway, she cheated on my homeboy with another girl, said that, like, it was complicated. Yes, Brianna?
Yes?
Yes?
Can we help you?
I hate black people.
I'm gonna pass it back to my queen, Gabby.
Yes.
What am I supposed to say?
Actually, then ask for Eric.
Yes.
Eric, you have not spoken in a while. What do you have to comment regarding these accusations and comments being told by our fellow classmates?
Okay. So I agree with these comments by our fellow classmates. Yes. I've actually seen it and heard about it. So yeah. About the allegations of this lady cheating on our homeboy, me and Dominic's homeboy. So yeah, we're good.
When do we need to go back to class? Huh? We need to go back in.
And then so I agree with Dominic and everything he said about the allegations about our homeboy getting cheated on.
Yeah. It's all alleged, by the way.
It's not alleged. It's actually kind of proven. But okay. It's still allegations.
So you're telling me that these are claims that have been proven certain?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Let me give my take on this.
Give your take, Francie.
Yes. Give her take. Give your take.
I will give my take.
Run, Tandon, run.
That's his name?
My cousin.
Why would you kiss each other then?
That's not actually my cousin.
Like, that was.
We're like cousins.
Okay. Oh my god, that is deeply violent. Oh lord.
Oh,
Francie.
You, go back to your class now.
You're right.
Go.
Out of my sight, out of my life. Boom. No, don't even try that with me.
Moving on into more serious note. Regarding the first...
Why are we bringing her over here?
Oh, because she's dating Wyatt. And when
You're dating Wyatt?
No.
What,
my good.
Let's massage his leg.
So tell me, how did you get into dating Wyatt? She refused to comment.
We support.
We don't. I feel bad for her.
No, we don't. She likes what she
likes. Okay, she likes what she likes. In a more serious note.
9/11 was bad.
Nah. 9/11 was bad. I think we got a little out of topic here.
Are you okay?
Excuse you, please.
This is assault. We need a moment of silence for Samaya.
We're gonna hold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll walk in so I can come in.
What is that song?
The Star Single Banner?
No, that song. That sad song. I can't remember.
Then don't say it. Okay. So, moments of silence for Samaya.
Ask him about his opinion about colleges.
Moving on into more serious note, like I originally stated. Would you like to give your opinion about colleges?
Does anybody have gum?
No.
No, we do not have gum. Oh, hold on.
So what do you mean by that?
Do you have an opinion on colleges? As in places where one gets further knowledge.
You get like your degree.
Harvard?
Like any college. Like,
any college.
You want to go to?
Yeah.
Talk about that one.
I want to go to UCLA. Yep. What about you?
I want to go to Yale or Columbia for law or financial business.
Oh, I want to go to John Jay to become a forensic pathologist.
I want to either go to UCLA or Yale for UCLA for the soccer program and Yale for business.
I would like to go to NYU Stern to study business consulting.
Yeah, we're all going to NYU Stern. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
NYU Stern.
Gabby, and Francie are going to be talking to class. Eric's just my pencil broke.
Gabby, yeah? What is your opinion? Well, what would you do if you've been with someone for 30 years, but you never had sex? And you find out that your boyfriend is a transgender. Are you leaving him? Are you leaving he, she, or are you staying with them?
I'm leaving it. Because we're not going to go 30 years without that. Like,
oh, no, you're gone. Oh, yeah,
goodbye.
Get up out of here.
If they kept that secret from me, what else are they going to be keeping from me? Like, think about
I
it.
I want that action.
They probably in the, like...
Next thing you know, they probably have a secret family.
Right.
All right, so if you had to choose $1 trillion or save your brother, your little brother, which one are you saving?
A trillion?
I can be a scientist to bring that thing back.
No, you're right.
You cannot.
I mean,
my
little brother.
No, I have an older brother.
I have an older brother.
It don't matter what it is.
So, in this situation, I have a younger brother.
No, you have your older brother.
I would save my older brother.
You gonna save him?
Yeah. As day one. Even though
my brother beats me, calls me a nigga, threw me through a closet one. I'm gonna still save him. Yeah.
I do have siblings.
I thought you were only child.
You would think that I'm the oldest. Oh. Yeah, oldest. Technically middle child, but not really. Technically the oldest. I would save him, although he's annoying. I understand the greater pain it will bring to a person if he's gone, so I would save him.
So I have an older brother and a little brother, so I'll probably save my little brother.
What about you?
My older brother, I'll probably save him too.
All right, so if it comes between a choice where you have to save your mom or your grandmother, who are you choosing?
I'm saving my mother, no questions asked. She gave birth to me. She was there most of my life.
I'm not answering this question.
I love my grandmother, but
I know it's gonna sound messed up. Mother Day was like dead 2 days ago. I'm picking my grandma. Though my mom gave birth to me, my mom never really raised me. It was always really my grandma. I know my mom did a lot for me. She bought me stuff. Like, she bought me stuff when she couldn't even afford for it. She was in debt for a long period of time because of me. I was a shitty son. I still am one to this day. But even though my mom worked those hard hours, like, there's, like, moments in my life where I've gone to grandma and I've been like, mom, do this, mom, do that. Like, mom really wasn't present until, like, a couple years ago and then made it worse when she got a boyfriend. It's kind of like I'm forgotten, me and my older brother. So, yeah, word, it's really just, I really picked my grandma.
Very inspirational. And if I had to choose between my grandmother and my mother, I would choose my mother. She's always been there by my side in the best times and the worst. And
like, my mom wasn't there when I got cheated on, but my grandma was.
Oh.
And then my grandma was there when I cheated on people. My mom wasn't.
All right, your turn.
Okay, let's move on.
I'll probably say my mother, because me and my grandma don't have that much of a connection, because she lives in Guatemala, so we can't really see each other. My mom, yes.
Alright.
Wait, what time is it? Do you have to go in class
now? No.
So.
Hold on, I think we do.
No. So, if, let me think. Have you ever been in a situation as a kid that you feel like it traumatized you or gave you PTSD?
Yes. There's this.
So talk about it.
When I was younger, I was a really bad kid. I was around like 5 or 6. I lived in another country. I was in Guyana. I was in South America at this time. I lived in country area. And I was bad. So one day it was nighttime. My dad wasn't around. He was in the U.S. And then, literally, I was bad, so my mom told me to get out the house. So then I left the house, and I walked until, like, a good, like, 15 minutes in the dark because I was scared. I thought she was actually kicking me out. And then she sent my brother. He was a couple years older than me, maybe, like, 10, 11.
That's extremely irresponsible for
him. I know, but, like, I was pretty bad, and, like, my dad wasn't around. So she sent my brother in the dark. She sent my brother to come look for me. And it took like a good, like, it took a while before he could find me. But I'm here now.
The thing that traumatized me the most was that video Mizia showed me of that lady giving birth. I'm still traumatized about that.
What traumatized me? Did you grow up with a father?
No.
Did you grow up with a father?
Yeah.
I did. Was your father in your life?
Yes.
Was your father in your life?
Nah, he died.
So how do you feel like that changed you as a person? Like, did you feel like you could have been a different person today if you had a father in your life?
No, because low-key, after meeting my dad, I would never want to end up like him. He's hooked on drugs. And I feel like he would overall just make my life worse. He's been trying to do it better, but I feel like my mom's boyfriend, even though I don't like him, he has helped me better in life over my dad.
C-2025, the Weekly Punctilio Corporation. All rights reserved. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the Weekly Punctilio Corporation. Content is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only and should be interpreted responsibly. We are not liable for any misunderstandings or misinterpretations that may arise from this episode. Please note that episodes are edited for clarity and time, and the full unedited recordings are not available to the public. This podcast is a school project created for fun and creative expression.